Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
You know, the what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz in these wild market times as they crank up and down. And just when you think they're going up, they go down. Just when you think they're going down, they go up. But I did a great call on Monday night, and I want to share that with you because I think you'll see. We talk about how the footprints work and how the markets work, and I think this is pretty much spot on. So let's revisit Monday, and here we go.
That's for sure. What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's having a great day and enjoyed this wild day that figured to do kind of what it did. And it was kind of the interesting ending was kind of interesting. I don't know that that would have been guessed, but certainly not totally unexpected. I think the depth at which it fell was pretty interesting. You know, it was a little bit of a blow off top there, and you know, it was kind of easy to call. Okay, there was a number of opportunities today in that spot, and it was great. And hope my futures guys caught a bunch of those, because there was a lot of good ones today. A couple of bad ones, but a lot of good ones. I hope you guys caught that. It was a very good trading day. So that's always a good thing. We like good trading days. But we'll get started here just in a couple of minutes. I just want to Judy, what's that? No, did I ask a question? You know I'm old. I can't remember if I asked a question or not. If I asked a question, what are you answering no to? I didn't ask for anything yet. Hey, so, but interesting. We got lots to cover. I just want to give everybody a chance to get in because this call keeps growing. And now everybody's used to me wanting to start early. So, I got confused on time for a minute. So, but anyways, I'm here, and it is kickoff, and welcome aboard, and well, here we are. I don't know if it was too unexpected. I think that good evening, sir. I don't think it was too unexpected. I mean, there was nothing really to drive the markets. I think we came right to an area we talked about in the past, so I think it's not. Again, we weren't surprised. I think Friday was probably a little bit of a surprise. But of course, you know, when you're dealing with a bunch of mopes and morons, that's what you end up with. So, again, as you know, the markets are never wrong. So you have to kind of roll with the footprint and rock and roll all over again. And as we start off every call with, we have our words of wisdom from our friend Connie. And nothing can stop the person with the right mental attitude from achieving their goal. Okay, and that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, again, if you follow, you know, everything we talk about, will you make money on every trade? No. But will you be able to be profitable? Yes. Again, this isn't for the faint of heart, and it isn't for the weak. You have to be willing to understand that there's going to be times of trouble, as when they go down, because most people are naturally long, but also when markets go up. I mean, when they go up and when they go down. I mean, it's just, you know, just depends on what you're doing. But again, if you're following and the footprint, then you're going to always find yourself in approximately the right position. Just because you're in the right position and just because you did everything right doesn't mean that you're going to be that you're going to make money. I mean, that's just, I can't make it more simple than that. It's a numbers game. It's a probability game. And as long as you're always on the right side of the probability model, you'll be fine. But, you know, be prepared, you know, for some, you know, some ugliness and some bad things that are going to happen. I mean, you know, I mean, I'll go as far to say is that you might even one day be working an order and miss by one tick, and then it reverses and goes a million miles the other way. And you didn't get out. And not your fault. You just were working an order, you went around, and it happens. So, you know, again, don't let it get to you. You got to be tough. It's like being a door-to-door salesman. You get kicked in the teeth a lot. Okay? I mean, that's just the way it goes. But, you know, the markets are the markets, and they haven't changed. And as long as I've been doing it, and as far as the research I've done, they've never changed. The probability is good. I will not be successful until I learn what I'm doing wrong. Yeah. As I recall, you picked the Broncos for the Super Bowl on Barney's Biz Show. I picked them for the Super Bowl before the season started. I have the video cranked up for Monday. For next Monday, I got that video ready to go. I did pick them. Okay. So, yes, I did pick them. I also picked it on my radio show. But anyways, all right. A couple of notes. This is now just my call. Okay. So I'm going to send out a link tonight when we're done, and you'll if you still want to receive the information, then you'll have to fill out the link. I got a ton of new stuff planned for us this year. There's going to be a whole bunch of changes, and we're going to do some updates and some stuff during the week, so that we can you know, now that I have total access, I'm going to do some things during the week and make some trades and, you know, do a whole bunch of stuff. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. So I'm excited about that. And, the next hedge class will start on the 9th, and the next futures class will start on the 10th. The futures, they've both been a smashing success, but our first go round of the futures have been very good. So I'm very happy with that. That's correct, Chops. That is correct. That is a correct. No, I didn't bet on the Broncos only because you're not getting the right price. I will not make a bet if I'm not getting the right price. Okay. I just against my nature. Okay. In fact, when we were in Vegas with my son, they switched to the smaller games. They switched to 6-5 on blackjack instead of 3-2. I wouldn't play. So it's not the money. It's just the point. I'm not going to give up an edge for no reason. You know, it's tough enough. I'm not giving it up. Thank you. So we've got that. Okay. Now, as you all know, or if you don't know, I like to bitch a lot. And I got two bitches tonight. They're kind of tied together. Okay. But why can't the economists, it's the economy's inability to see the destruction that they're doing. I don't get it. I mean, either I can't even talk about it because I don't understand how they can't see what's right in front of them. And Stanley Fisher is a moron. I mean, you know, really, we're slowing, but we were dead. They had a dependent, and everything is great. 5% unemployment, great. Okay? I don't get the whole picture with these guys. I don't know why it has to be done at the end and not until it's too late before they decide on what to do. I mean, they've already blown their opportunity here, so I'm confused. But I won't dwell on that. Believe me, I'm sure it'll come up again tonight at some point. All right. So.
And, you know, that's kind of what I talk about all the time. And I want to make sure you understand what these guys are doing. Really not very nonsensical. But we're going to come back with more of the call. I want to remind you, I've got three spots left for the upcoming hedging class and two spots left for the futures class starting next week, the 9th for hedging, the 10th for futures. And our farm hedging webinar is going to kick off the following week. This is the Bubba Show. You miss a show, you miss an episode. LibertyTalk.fm on demand, always there for you. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I'll be right back with more of the Monday Night Call. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, we're working the Monday Night Call, but just to give you an idea, on this Thursday. Markets are a little wild. You know, Wednesday was an unbelievable turnaround once again. But the continued talk about oil and the markets coupled is ridiculous. It's a joke. It's silly. But let's get back to the Monday night call. Here we go.
The Dow today was down marginally. But notice we said last week around 16.4, we said watch 16.2 and we blew through it like nothing. Okay. We said watch 16.4 and look where we stopped. You know, I'm in the future, not in the cash. Excuse moi. Okay. So we're just a little bit above. Okay. Which is, again, on this size index, I consider this like a double top or a resistance level. And I think that the failing here was no big deal as well. I mean, again, we may go higher. I'm certainly not going to stop it. Okay. But certainly I am short. Of course, I was short on Friday too. And unfortunately, I was on the road. So it was kind of tough maneuvering for my phone. But, I did what I did and I did what I had to do. At the end of the day, you know, that's what you look for. You look for good corresponding levels of what you think can happen. Now, in my opinion, I look at Friday as a blow off on a long-term chart. Okay. It was done on heavy volume. It was constant. And just the close seemed to me that it was a very much of a panic driven, sell off. I mean, buy, not sell off, buy. But in order to come out of it, we came out of consolidation, which is what always happens. Now, again, it usually doesn't go up that fast, but bear market rallies are the most vicious rallies that there are. So, again, you have to be prepared for them. You got to understand them because they're going to happen. Now, remember, when you're in a regular bull market, the rallies grind higher. They grind and they grind and they grind. When you're in a bear market, the moves are bigger and the markets fly. So just keep that in mind the next time you watch. And again, it doesn't mean that this won't turn into a bull market again. I doubt it. But if it does, then it will start grinding and not going straight up. It just cannot keep up a parabolic level like that. And so we'll see how it plays from here. I'm going to say that, you know, I'm short here. If you want to wait, I would say, what I said last week, 16.6 would be the upper end of this area. Okay. If you want to wait. I mean, again, I'm not encouraging you to jump out in front of the boat here, right? I'm just telling you that's what I see. And based on what I've seen, I mean, we basically just rallied back 1,000 points in 7 days. Now, that's not likely. It doesn't happen often. But in bear markets, it can happen in a heartbeat. So I'm not a buyer at any price, okay? I am a seller, okay, at 16.6. I'm actually a seller here, but I'm a seller at 16.6 if you want to wait for a little bit more of a reach, which we could get, okay? It's not totally out of the question. Okay. Boy, you guys are firing in tonight. Hi, Bubba. Are you seeing the makings of a bear trap here? I think it is a bear trap. Yes. I don't see any reason to be excited about the market. Okay. Again, I'm not telling you that we're going to go down in certainty. Okay. I'm just telling you, that at the end of the day, I've seen these moves before, and I gave you knowledge in front. Now, remember, I've been in front of every move that we've come up with, even the Dow moves. I tell you, don't panic. You'll get an opportunity. So I'm just reading the tape. I'm reading the footprint that the market leaves all the time. So I do think they're trapping here, okay? But, again, it's never easy, right? It's not like you walk in and say, okay, I'm going to sell here, and they just, boom, they're going to, or I'm going to buy here. Once in a while it happens, but for the most part, you get a little torture. That's why you have to watch your levels and watch your capital and watch your risk. Because they think they are so much smarter than you, and you are, you don't get their program. That's probably right. Well, they are smarter than me. I don't take away their, they are smart people. They have no common sense. They have no street smarts. That's just my opinion. I found Economics 101 one of the most sensical courses I ever took. short covering? I think so. How did the BOJ get credit for that blow-off on Friday? Well, of course they got credit for that blow-off on Friday because that was what it was about. I'll get into that. I have that in my program. Okay. So the S&P, Sierra Papa X-ray, should be pretty much similar, right? 1940 was our level. Okay. We said watch 1920. Okay. And sell at 1940. Well, here we are. Okay. We said, first we said 1850. Okay. Now, obviously, we never got back to 1850. So that was never an issue, right? 1920, we blew through it on Friday, like it was standing still. Okay. And then 1940 today. Okay. So this to me is another spot to sell. Now, if you want to wait, again, you can look at 1980 or you can look at 2000. I mean, I'm not saying we won't get there. I don't know. Okay. I mean, I can only base it on what I see and what I know. And that's what I see and know is 1940 to 1960, you want to be short. If that's what you play, if you play that site. I certainly don't want to be a buyer here. This is not an opportunity, in my opinion, to be a buyer. Okay, I think if you buy, you're chasing the market up. I will guarantee you that you'll have a better buying opportunity if you wait, if you're looking to buy. Okay? So I think 1940, 1960, you can look at 1920 as a bounce. And even today, look where we bounce off of, 1920. So you can look for that as a bouncing area. I mean, again, if you're trading it, you know, when I'm trading on the short term, when I'm trading in this term, okay, which is what I teach in the futures class, okay, I don't care, okay? I'm just trading the pattern. I don't care which side I'm on because I have an automatic exit once I make an entry. So to me, it means nothing, okay? So I don't care where the market goes, or I'm not picking a direction because I'm only trading, you know, long-term trade could be 2-3 minutes, okay, 5 minutes. You know, the longer they last, the better they are. But, you know, again, we're playing in this space. I mean, I was a seller right here, and I didn't have to cover until right before the close. Okay, so I got lucky here with a big move. But, you know, there's a lot of little moves inside here as well that you just have to be ready to get out. So here I don't care. But on a long-term view, I'm definitely bearish. Okay. The NASDAQ, Charlie Asker, Michael Peter. Now, we said 4,600. Okay, look at that. 4,620 was the high. Okay, here's where we are. Now, you've got Google coming out. Now, this is pretty much accounted for, and the NASDAQ futures, last I looked, are lower. So Google had Google at this moment right now is the biggest company in the world. Okay, now, to me, that's just a selling opportunity. Okay, we knew that was going to happen. I don't know if anybody's surprised that they beat. I don't know if there's any major surprises here at all. I wanted to be actually short Google. I just couldn't figure out a way to get short. And, you know, for me, for the moment, it was a good thing I didn't get short because it's higher, but it was up much higher. And now it's selling off a little bit. So at the end of the day, I think, you know, 4,650, 4,700. Again, to me, this is all a bunch of just an air pocket that just trapped a bunch of people that try to get short. As always happens, the boat gets loaded and people jump in. And of course, then they get it stuck to you know where.
And that always happens when too many people are chasing the market one way or the other. Typically, you end up with the short end of the stick. And we here at the Bubba Show don't want that to happen to you. But I will tell you that I think it's time for you to make sure that you get your portfolio hedged. If it hasn't been wild enough, I think you're making a mistake. I've got three spots left for my hedging webinar that starts on Tuesday, a 5-week course. Go to BubbaTrading.com and check it out. And also, for you who want to learn how to day trade futures, but as a part-time basis, so you can do it anytime, and there's certain patterns we look for, that starts Wednesday, and I've got two spots left. You just go to Bubba Trading and go to the store and check it out, and you'll see what we have to offer you. And I think it's very important that you get these things done. This is the Bubba Show. I'm Todd Bubba Horowitz. Want to make sure that you miss an episode, you know, to go to libertytalk.fm, and you can get right back in and get the show anytime, any day, when you're ready, because all these shows are on demand when you want them, when they fit your schedule. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We are going to step out of here for a break and come back with more of the Monday Night Call on this Thursday. But for now, let's step out for a break. We'll be right back. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Hold my hand.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz and this wet and willy wild market. And, of course, we don't care. We follow the footprints. But I think that you're learning a lot by listening to what we talked about ahead of this, because we had this nailed down pretty good. So let's get back to the Monday Night Call. Here we go.
The Russell, Romeo Uniform Tango. Romeo Uniform Tango. Okay, big rally last week in the Russell. Okay, now we thought that 1020 was a level. Well, of course, it went to 1020 a couple of times. Okay, now you could have gotten in. You wouldn't have made any money, I mean, unless you could see the backs of the cards. But we did go up to 1040, okay, which would have been our secondary level. Okay, you know, I think somewhere 1040, 1060 is good. Okay, I mean, again, same pattern. This is uglier than all of them. Okay, as far as the overall longer-term trend, I mean, this is an easy one to make a case for being short on out of all of them. So I would have no problem, you know, selling here, though, at 1040, you know, 1060. I don't think we're going to get to 1060, but we could. Again, I love when guys make a call for, you know, 6,000 in the Dow. Is it possible? Yeah, of course it's possible. But I got news for you. It'll be a lot of trades before it gets there. And if you're not prepared to make the ones before it gets there, you're missing a hell of a lot of opportunity waiting. Okay. All right. Crude, that black Texas tea. Okay. Now, interesting enough, exactly what I said was going to happen just about happened. Okay. I said I didn't want to short it to 32 or 33 because I was concerned that it would go to 35 or 36. And sure enough, there it goes. So that was the right answer. And then, of course, now we're coming back off again. Now, again, I'm still not really a seller. I still believe that this is going higher. Okay, now, it's got the same pattern as the indexes, probably maybe even a little worse. But, again, when I'm looking at a raw commodity versus the others, I have more time if I choose to take more risk. Because, you know, one of the things you look at is this is going to trade whatever range is going to trade, but I can own it as long as I choose to own it, okay? Whereas, you know, the stocks, I mean, you know, they can go to zero, right? This is, unless we're going out of business, this is not going to zero. So I have to make a decision. Now, I don't play crude like that. It's a little bit too big of a contract for me to play it like that. I do play the grains like that, though. But, again, I'd be more inclined to look for a spot to buy, and I'd like to buy it at 30. But for those of you who want to sell it, you can look at 33 again, and you can look at 34. And then you can look at 36. But I think don't be surprised if you see another one of those moves, because all you're getting now is everybody got puked out here, okay, on the way up, and now they're trying to get short again. because I don't want to miss out. And of course, we'll see. Now, if it makes a higher low here, I would be convinced that it's going higher. But in the meantime, I'm not looking for any great shakes here. I think we're going to probably be, you know, more or less range bound. But every once in a while, you get those, you know, those gargantuan either up or down moves that are very tough to take if you're on the wrong side. So I would say 30, I'd be a buyer. 34 is probably a pretty good level to take a shot at a sale. I would wait till 30. I would try to wait it out to 36. But it really depends on if you're in and long and looking into reverse, or if you're trying to look for a spot to get short. If I'm looking for a spot to get short, I'd probably take a stab at 34. If I'm long, which I am, I would probably try to let it go through 34. But be ready to get out. If it doesn't get through 34, then I'll close my position and look to rebuild it. Okay. Gold, Golf Charlie. Okay, up again. All right, now, again, we looked at this, we called it, we've been on it, okay? And that's why I said, you could have looked at shorting it here. I didn't want to short here because I just felt it was going to go higher. You know, again, this is a commodity, not a stock. There's a slight difference, okay, because there's no data based on earnings or anything else. It's strictly a raw commodity, okay? That's all it is. So you look at them and you watch, and you can see certain patterns developing. Now, I would say that 1110 looks to be a spot to jump in again. We get back down there, and I would say if you get to 1140, 1142, right in that area, there you could take a stab from the short side. I think that's probably a pretty good short. So now I'm willing to go ahead and sell that up there as a trade, okay, although I think we're going higher. But now we've had a nice move. We've had an $80 move off the bottom, okay, and we've had, you know, consecutive moves and just a market that seems like it wants to go higher from here now. So now, until it gets to the next key level resistance, so it's 1110 to 1140 is the way I see it. Okay? The bonds. Look at this. Wow. I mean, it's just amazing. Okay? And this is just telling you that that's what's going on. They're going, interest rates are going lower. I don't care what the Fed says. I don't care what they do. And this is telling you the message. We've talked about this ad nauseum from when they were at 130. Okay, they just keep going up. Now, we thought that 161 might have been an area if you want to take a look at it, but we were more interested in buying right about here. Okay, and look what happened. You get the move. Now, again, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying that, again, there's no reason to be a seller here yet because there's no reason to sell. You're fighting against too many issues. And the most interesting story, though, and this is what I want to share with you right now, is on Friday, when all the markets were flying to the moon, so were the bonds. Okay, so right away you know there's a problem. Only one of those two can be right longer term. Okay, and when the bonds and the stocks are going up at the same time, only one can be right. Okay, now I'm not saying it's always the bonds because they've been wrong quite a bit in recent vintage. However, the bonds are a much bigger market, and there's a lot more money in the bond market. So my guess is that the bonds are going to be right. Now, again, there's no guarantee to that, but typically the bond market will be right. It's about 8 or 9 times bigger than the stock market, which means that there's a lot of money out there, which means that typically they're going to be right because they've got enough money to make it work. Now, not always, but they will make it. They'll give it the old college try, I'll tell you that. So, you know, here, you know, we have to go back again in time to find what might be the next level, okay? So here we're at a pretty good key double top or some resistance, but I think we'll probably break out here. I think I got to look up at about 163 is resistance. Probably 159 to 163. Now, in the old days, people would have laughed at me for giving you that big a ranger, but the bonds have become more volatile than anything, okay? They fly around like nothing. It used to be 2-3 ticks a day was a huge move. Now they fly around 20-30 ticks in 5 minutes. So, again, I don't see any reasons to relent other than we are at a double top. But, again, this is directly tied to interest rates. And you can see that interest rates are going lower because you can see what's happening in Japan and everywhere else. So, but I would say, you know, 159, 158 to, you know, 163 or so. You want to trade in that range? I mean, again, I don't have a problem there. Now, I would be careful. on Friday if you trade this product or any of the related products to it, because you do have the jobs number. Okay. Now, the problem with trading something like the TLT going to the jobs number, this you can kind of defend if you're trading the actual future because it's open, whereas the TLT is really not open. It is, but it isn't. Okay. So, and, you know, with the jobs number coming out, I'm always a little more cautious in bonds because they can get a very, very big move. Okay. The dollar. Now, I'll tell you, it's just frightening to watch, but here we go again. Now, this was the other thing on Friday, is the dollar was spiking on Friday as well. And if you remember what my famous saying is when the world is in trouble, they run to the bonds. The U.S. Marine Corps, use your U.S. Armed Forces, let's call it. The Armed Forces and the dollar. So if the dollar's up and the bonds are up, why is the stock market up? It doesn't really correlate. But again, you can't fight what indeed that correlation may or may not be. Okay, you cannot put yourself... you cannot put yourself in that position to try to outguess it and outsmart it. Now, I happen to know from a pretty good source that the banks are gigantically short the U.S. dollar. Now, what that really says is that they know that the interest rates aren't going up. They know the Fed's doing nothing, okay, because that's direct correlation. If rates go up, okay, if the Fed raises, the dollar gets stronger, which is why they really can't raise. So they're telling you, and because the Federal Reserve is a private industry and part of it's owned by the big banks, they're telling you that they're not going to allow it to happen. Okay? That's just, you know, now, and they have enough money to sit back and hold it.
And that's always something you have to worry about, is who's controlling the market. But I want to remind you, my friends, the farmers and producers, we're going to have our new hedging webinar series for crops and livestock starting on the 18th of February. Get yourself hooked up and signed up for that. Make sure, because again, old Bubba here is here to protect you. He knows how hard you're working and wants to make sure that you keep the money that you're making. And if you're not making it, at least you're protecting it from taking bigger losses. It's important to understand that. And if you ever miss a show, make sure you go to libertytalk.fm. You can catch every show on demand if you can't be there live. And we will going to step out here for a break, and we'll come back and finish this up. But again, remember, it's always about you. Take care of yourself, and we'll be right back after the break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horace. We'll be right back. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this glorious Thursday. Wild stuff with the job coming out tomorrow. And we want to remind you to be a little bit more careful, keep yourself in shape, but we also want to remind you that it's about you and watching the footprint. But let's get and listen to some footprints and go back to the Monday night call. Here we go, back to Monday.
About what does Soros think? Listen, he's a smart guy. You know, you can't take anything away from those guys. They're smart. I mean, listen, they built a big bundle of cash, and they can push markets around. You know, they don't, you know, but you only hear about the good things. You know, everybody talks about Carl Icahn, what a great investor he was. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't like Carl Icahn, and I think he's a jackass. But I can't take away his intelligence. He's a billionaire. I mean, he somehow managed to make a lot of money, okay? So at the end of the day, I got to give him credit for being smart. However, his fund, when the market was up 30%, he lost 8%. Okay? So, you know, again, there's all kinds of things. It just really depends on your staying power. You know, Warren Buffett in 08 had his net worth cut by 60 or 70%. So, you know, he had enough money to stay, though. You know, that's the difference. You have to remember, that's why we talk so much about money management and exposure. And that's what becomes important. So, dollar, I mean, you know, it looks like it's going to the buck again, which it tried. And, you know, I think that probably you want to take a stab to the short side. I mean, it's a fairly bullish pattern coming up here, but it will be a double top. And tying in that, you know, you've got some pretty good help from the banks, might not be a bad spot to take a whack at it if you trade it. And then, of course, that brings us to the euro currency, which means that the euro is also obviously in a similar pattern. Okay, now I still like the 110 short in the euro. Okay, I will continue to sell that until proven otherwise. And of course, we got there, you know, last week and came down. Now, not huge, so it's not like it's a major league winner. It is starting to narrow up in its range, which means that a bigger move is probably forthcoming. And then, of course, the poor, pitiful VIX. Now, what was interesting also on Friday is the VIX, although lower, was not down very much compared to how big the market was up. That's always an interesting indicator or sign as to what the sentiment is. Okay? So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, here we are, and we really failed to hold. Now, we've come down, you know, we haven't come down in clumps, you know, after the first big move, but still, we're coming down. If the VIX doesn't hold around here, we're probably going to go up. Okay, again, because this is, you know, this would be about my last chance that I would say, yeah, Buck, get them. Okay. But again, you know, you can see it, you know, time after time. I mean, we wanted to watch 25, you know, on the way back up. Look what happened. I got through and then it came tumbling down. So you can't fight the overall action of what the market's telling you. I mean, it does give you a heads up and it does give you messages. It's your job to pay attention to them, okay? So Friday we do have the jobs number, and, of course, our great Federal Reserve is data-dependent. And, again, I'd like to know what the data they're looking for, but that's going to be, you know, could be creation. Now, personally, I don't think it means anything. And we are back into good news is bad news and bad news is good news, okay, because we're now into that, you know, manipulation of the market again, and it brings you the question, what does the Fed know? Okay, now they're not going to raise rates. They've already, the Fed funds rate, which is no big deal. I mean, I'm not a big believer in that anyways, but the Fed funds rate went from a certainty of maybe 4 to a certainty of 0 now. Okay, now, you know, what does it really mean? I don't know, but the Fed knows something. I mean, you know, they're not sitting back, you know. They'd like to raise rates, I believe, at this point. And I think the only reason they raised in December was just to show that they could. I believe you're going to see QE4 this year. Okay? I believe they're going back to zero. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's go back to zero in March. I think they caught a break with the Bank of Japan. And thank you for the kind note on how I knew that was going to happen. You know, you do this long enough and you get to see certain things and, you know, you just know certain things are going to happen. But at the end of the day, you know, why was that good news for the stock market? Because it means more free money. That's what it means. It means more cheap money. And cheap money goes into the stock market because, again, you have to chase for yield. Okay? So, you know, that's what you always have to remember. Okay? Is, you know, basically Japan opened what they're calling Pandora's box. Okay? Because what they've created here is the real negative rate in this environment. I mean, there are some countries that already have a negative rate environment, but not some of the size of Japan. So they've opened up that window, okay, and they are still trying, after 30 years, they're still trying to manipulate their market, okay? Now, you would think that somebody along the line would have figured out that, you know what, maybe it's not working, okay? But it goes along to their accounting practices, okay? They have very interesting accounting practices, these countries, okay? They mark their assets that they own, okay? They mark those on the asking price or the offer price, okay? And the equities that they are short or that they don't own, they mark on the bid. Think about it, okay? If you're trading in a market that's got a wide bid offer spread, and you're marking your good stuff when it's at the ask price, which is more than it should be, and you're marking your bad stuff at the bid price, you put yourself in a pretty good position on a balance sheet. Now, that we know that balance sheet is phony, but it is what it is. You can't tell them. I mean, they kept – the Japanese kept Pebble Beach on their books, which they paid, I don't know, about 20 times too much for. I forget what – it was the biggest deal in history at the time. But they never wrote it down. So that's how they keep their numbers funky, okay? So, you know, was this a bear market bounce or is it a bottom? I think it's a bear market bounce. And again, it doesn't guarantee me to be correct. Okay. Well, borrow cheap money from Japan to our market, then play the spread. They do that too, of course. But also it keeps our money cheap because it keeps the banks, it keeps the Fed around zero. Okay? So that's the whole theory, the reason this is all skewed is because everybody's going down. You know, Ben Bernanke opened up the original Pandora's box when he went to the currency wars, when he decided to devalue our currency. Okay? And, of course, we see what the end result was. We ended up with the most expensive currency because we tried to manipulate it. We got caught trying to manipulate it. And because all the other nations, it's not a secret. They're all trying to do the same thing. So once your sales start to fall off and your GDP starts to fall, well, you got to do something. Well, the only way they can increase GDP is by lowering the value of their goods, their goods and services, by lowering the value of their dollar. That's why the commodities are in the crapper, because we are so, our dollar is so expensive to the rest of the world that it's hard for them to buy our commodities.
And that becomes the bigger problem. Remember, just because the dollar took a big beat down yesterday does not mean that that's a trend. Now, if the dollar starts trending lower, commodities are going to start trending higher. But we do believe that the commodities are at a bottom in this market. We do believe that we're, you know, very close, and they're not, you know, nothing is 100% safe, but they're safe for investments. So, you know, I think you look for those spaces. I think you also need to get yourself hedged. I've got three spots open for the hedging webinar on Tuesday. That starts the 9th. And two spots for the futures, which starts Wednesday the 10th. And the farmers webinar that starts on the 18th for hedging crops and grains starts on the 18th. Make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com and get yourself hooked up. Very important, and I'm telling you, it's important to you. You will find yourself a lot happier camper, under a lot less stress, and keeping yourself in the game quite a bit longer and quite a bit better. So, if you ever miss an episode, all you have to do is go to LibertyTalk.fm, and you will find every Bubba Show and every Sporting Edge on demand, waiting for you, that you can listen to at your convenience. This is the Bubba Show. It's been a great day today, and of course, we want to make sure that we always take care of you, our faithful Bubba Show listeners. So make sure you check out everything we've got to offer. And at the end of the day, everybody have a great day. Enjoy. Remember, jobs are out in the morning. Should be some volatility. But that will do it for today. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Enjoy. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.